Exercise change.
So we know that thinking about doing something, you know, versus actually doing something is quite different. So yeah. Once you've actually considered the possibility of change, what happens either automatically or consciously that helps us to build our motivation to change?
With our patients, it's overcoming the barriers. I can't do it because of this, and I can't do it because of that, and all the excuses that come out. So once we've got those out of the way, and then we work out what they can do to change, then we can move forward. But you've got to get them on the same page in that respect and get rid of all the negative thoughts that they have about it.
Right. So someone who did have a whole lot of negative thoughts around exercising, like we just sort of talked about before,
yep.
How do you go about getting rid of those, shaking those, so you can actually give it a good crack?
Well, as I said before, just pointing out that even simple things in lifestyle change of activity, you know, doesn't necessarily have to cost anything. So that as long as they make it a part of their routine, they can do it and they can build on it.
Okay, so by doing little things, that would then build confidence, which would build motivation to maybe do something bigger?
Mm. Yeah.